But first, we got some more stories, starting with this gentleman is a local comedian starting a podcast. I asked him, hey, what's the name of your podcast coming out? He's like, well, iTunes hasn't approved it yet, so I don't want to say. That's good. That's very responsible. Let's give a hand for the very responsible Nate Bechtel.
Yeah! Greatest magic player ever!
Oh, my God, I forgot. The greatest Magic the Gathering player of all time, Nate Bechtel.
They're right. Hi, everybody. So I wrote something that was originally very, very bitter, so I scrapped that about 2 hours before the show. And I wrote something a little simple but kind of inclusive for everybody here. I wrote a choose-your-own-adventure story. So does anybody want to come up here and choose an adventure with me? Oh, Katie or Dwight?
Whatever you want to go for, Katie.
Katie will. This adventure is called Take a Hike with Me. Nailed it. So, we've all put on our hiking gear, the entire audience that's in this room together, and gotten our trail mix. Do we take the high road, or do we take the low trail?
Low.
Okay, we go to the low trail. As we journey along the base of the mountain, we come to a field full of sunflowers. In the center of the field, there's a pair of scarecrows flapping in the wind. Do we stop for selfies, or do we keep on trudging along?
Selfies.
Selfies indeed. As we start to unpack, you break away from us to pick sunflowers for the perfect selfie pose. And you feel very pretty when you do, until all of a sudden you feel a prickle on the back of your neck. The scarecrows are behind you. The stitching on their faces begin to slither and move in waving patterns that morph into a dark script and you black out. You wake up with a bloody nose, surrounded by the rest of the audience. They stare at you in horror as you open your mouth to ask why. You feel the stitches yank. You notice the flannel on your arms and the sudden, overwhelming desire to stuff yourself and your friends full of straw. Do you stuff them full of straw? Or are you still a human being? Damn it!
I want to see what happens if I stuff them full of straw.
You don't understand why they're screaming as you stuff hay down their open maws. Don't they know how scared those crows are gonna be now? The field is gonna be perfect from now on. Good hike. There's a few possibilities, so Dwight, if you want to come have yourself an adventure, we'll do one more. All right, buddy. So, same thing. You're on a hike with the whole audience. Do you take the high road or the low trail?
I think we got to take the high, right?
Okay.
Or wait, did you get high or take the high?
Either way, it's working with everybody else. We begin to ascend the mighty mountain, judging our progress by trail paths with nice, happy little symbols letting you know if it's hard or it's easy, up until we come along to a winding path where there sits a middle-aged ranger on a bench. Do you approach him or do you keep going along?
We approach the ranger.
Okay. This ranger is very happy to see you as he welcomes everybody into a story time. where he tells a very fucked up version of Johnny Appleseed. Where Johnny Appleseed slept with people and then apple trees emerged from their bodies. He's very into it and frequently licking his lips. Collectively, you all decide to leave, but as you go, you happen to notice the ranger staring at you in particular. So, as you journey into the woods, the old man's words bounce around in your head and you begin to smell lush apples on the air. The rest of the audience begins to smell and sniff the air too, until all their gazes fall upon you. There's a hunger in their eyes. Eric begins to massage your shoulders. Do you freak out, or do you go with this erotic orchard?
The eroticism.
The eroticism. Eroticism. You fuck everyone. You show them the golden standard, the big apple, and you make sure it gets polished. You sow the seed, and as you are sandwiched by five nerds, you see the ranger watching in the distance and nodding. Good hike.
Thank you. Thank you, Nate. I'm pretty floored that Katie is the one who got us all killed and Joy's the one who fucked everybody. No offense, Katie. I'm just tuning into your usual story topic.
What? Don't drop my
That was wonderful. Thank